Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Howard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sheffield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Welch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Spears reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gantner is 0-1 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sheffield is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Spears scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford is 0-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive towards third. Sheffield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGuire is 0-1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Parker is 0-1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Todd Burns now pitching. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Deere is 0-1 in the game. Deere strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff is 0-1 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Spears is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Surhoff moves to third. Spears moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gantner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hassey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. 1 out. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheffield. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball towards left. Vaughn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vaughn. Henderson moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Surhoff and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Henderson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Brewers. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. 1 out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Hassey moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spears strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Honeycutt fires to first and has Sheffield trapped. There's the throw to Weiss who tags Sheffield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing left field. Chuck Krim now pitching. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive towards the mound. Krim reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a line drive beyond first. Maguire can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco strikes out. One out. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Dan Plesac now pitching. Willie Randolph pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Randolph strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.